join with you once more. I hope that you can feel the peace that I bring to you.
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We also give thanks to those dear friends who have not joined us at this time. When last we met, we spoke quietly about what is given to you, what truth is given to you now, and what truth has been given by many on this your planet, by many, many people. When I left you last time, we spoke briefly about what you know on this earth as your Ten Commandments. I assured you, my dear friends, that the information given should not have been commandment, but should have been looked upon as a form of commitment by each soul. I asked that you ponder my words and that we would discuss this time, our next meeting, what you had thought about. Would anyone like to ask me anything, or would you like to discuss what you feel?
Anyone?
Well, I'd just like to say that this, your term commitment feels much more comfortable, and certainly I see the logic of this, and I'm sure it goes along nicely with the idea that what we have in the past called the Ten Commandments as being a guiding set of principles for our living. I think we've probably all taken it as that anyway, but yes, I agree. The idea commandment seems to be a misnomer with not quite the weight of meaning that it should have.
Of course, when I spoke to you about the Ten Commandments, that is only one religion known to you. Of course, throughout all of earthly time, truth has been given to many nations, many people, and each have their own source of knowledge and truth. But what it does mean is that which has been given has amongst all nations the same aspect of truth, which comes from the creative force. I chose the Ten Commandments because it would be known to you all. Because of the religion of your time. Would you like to comment on any one of the commandments given? And focus rather on why it is a commitment rather than a command.
It's not thy neighbor as thyself. So that's, anyway, not having any bad thoughts is what you've told us, and that makes you focus on good instead of bad. And that's part of what you've been teaching us. The thought. It's so important. Good thought.
It is not only the thought which is important. It is that you must now have the awareness. You must have the all-knowing experience. Because in loving your neighbor, you are loving yourself. And in loving yourself, you are expressing that God force, which is all loving. Do you see?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Of course, the overriding one, I think, is love your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. I think if one lives to this, then everything else really follows.
Of course, because we will use the word God for your convenience, but you know it is a much wider picture.
Yes, of course.
Yes, if your awareness is such that you love that God force, then what you are doing is saying, I am aware of who and what I am. And if that awareness is there, then of course you must understand that you are part of the greater picture of life.
And other commandments such as thou shalt not kill, they seem to be, well, that particular commandment seems a mere detail embraced within the love principle.
All is embraced in the love principle, because if you are love itself, there would be no need to harm anyone. So, the important word for these commitments is love, awareness, thankfulness of beginning to know yourselves. Each one of you has the responsibility of taking those commitments and working through them, seeking, searching, in order that you may know yourselves. It all sounds so simple, does it not? But full well, you know that as you tread each step in life, that sometimes it seems more difficult. The more awareness you gain, more difficult life seems to be at times. Remember what I told you. You have to experience life.
Yes.
That is the secret. But in gaining the experience, then you have that fuller awareness.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. At the heart of the times that we're experiencing at any given time makes us more aware of.
It should make you more aware of who and what you are, and that you are that all-knowing. All-knowingness that is part of the fuller picture. It is not easy, my friends. But if we return to what we call the Ten Commandments, they were given to the people of that time whose minds were not completely open to the truths. Therefore, to be commanded to them was a natural progression. It was easier for them to take those words of truth and to use them for the betterment of mankind for that particular time. As in all cases with other nations, they have their own masters, if you wish to call them that, who came at specific times onto this earth in order that the people would accept what was truth. Truth has never altered, but men have. And in this time of your evolution on this planet, and especially amongst the groups such as this, mankind is now beginning to awake once more. Mankind for too long has existed in quite a great deal of darkness because they have not accepted truth. Would you have any comments? Would anyone like to speak?
Yes, I can see the consistent truth as received from Silver Birch and from White Eagle and from yourself to name three recent teachers of the truth. I would comment that you are able to talk to us about certain items which previous masters have not mentioned, such as UFOs and space travel and corn circles, and these are all very modern things. So I can see that the present teaching embraces more details of knowledge, shall we say.
Each one who has come to this planet teaches to the ability of the pupil. you must know and understand that throughout your earthly history, mankind has varied so much. There have been many civilizations, as I have told you previously, whose knowledge was far greater. But in the course of time, for whatever reason, it has been extinguished. There also has been on this planet many people who have been simple in their lifestyles, but who have had great knowledge and truth. But each one of us who have come to this planet for the betterment of mankind has always brought to the ability of those to whom we speak. And yes, my dear friend, you mentioned the modern areas of living which is of interest to man. And that is as it should be. When I came to you in the knowledge that each step we took would be a single, simple step. That my teaching to each of you, each in your various degrees of understanding, would be simple. My words would be simple, and my teaching would be understandable. I know that my approach to you, my dear friends, has been the right one. I have seen you grow so much. I have appreciated your tolerance and your time with me. I have seen the hearts of each one of you shine forth not only in this room, but when you are in your everyday lives. I have seen my teachings to you come to fruition through your very words to others. Therefore, I accept that my simple words to you, my dear friends, are all that is needed, because in those simple words I see come forth from each one of you understanding and knowledge. Would you wish to comment?
Yes, there's one thing I would say. You said to us just now that with our knowledge, each step seems you get more difficulties, but on the other side, with your teaching, it's helped us, it's helped me enormously to get over to get through the problems because of the understanding that the knowledge you've given to us. So for that, I'm very grateful.
That is because your awareness of life has grown. Your awareness of who you are has grown. When first I came to you, I am sure that you would not recognize yourselves now. But life, back when first I came to you, was troublesome at times. But that is why you have grown so. You have not only taken my words, but you have experience them. Do you see?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
I could say each one of you within this group now knows and understands that life is a great responsibility upon this planet. That each one of you accepts not only for yourselves, but for the whole of the planet, that mankind has a great responsibility. In accepting that responsibility, what you are doing is accepting that you are part of all creation.
Yes. Yes, I think we...
That is profound, my dear friends.
Mm. Yes. I think we feel the responsibility. We are aware of so many deep connections. We experience all sorts of synchronicities and recognize them, I think, for what they are. And they in themselves seem to indicate a vast connectedness.
Yes. You can delay knowledge, you can delay the truth, but not for long. Each individual is given in any one lifetime the opportunity to recognize and to grow. And you are quite correct. There are so many instances within your life which I know sometimes amazes you, but it is as it should be. This planet, at this time, my dear friends, although you feel it is troubled, this planet is growing. This planet has much to give. The people of this planet are being bombarded with the truth. So, never despair. There is no room now for such emotion in your lives. You must recognize always what you are, that you belong to the Creator Force. You are part of the Creator Force. You have responsibilities, and you are going forward with all that I give to you. Therefore, again this time, I would say, look to those words given as the Ten Commandments. Look to them through new eyes and see how you are committed to them. I think this time that it is not necessary to speak more words to you. These commitments of life should to each one of you possibly have different meaning. But to each one of you, these commitments are the next step forward in our growth together. Therefore, my dear friends, I ask that you think a little more deeply about them. Perhaps next time you will tell me what you feel within your hearts before we move on with some more fresh words. I feel the love and the power that is here with you this time. I see that you are not alone. I see that as you leave this time, there will go with you many others who will help you with your thought. I leave you now, my dear friends. I give thanks for your time and your love.
We give thanks to you, thanks to the friends you share for being with us.
Now I'll go with you.
We are indeed fortunate.
I will not keep you too long. I hope my face does not distress you.
No. Nice to hear such a powerful voice.
What beautiful people you all are.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're not too bad yourself.
Unfortunately, that is not true. My disfigurements caused much distress to others. And this is my time of release. So I hope that my face does not offend you.
The talk is the person that counts, not what you look like. You hear that's not so important anymore?
No. But this journey needed to be undertaken for me to release my past. And you are beautiful, understanding people. And I have chosen you so that I may return and release these
shackles?
Dreadful disfigurements.
Well, can I regard that as an honour?
Yes,
we're privileged to have you.
Mm-hmm. It's pleasing to be able to assist.
It does feel good to think we may have helped. So it's a two-way thing.
Indeed, you have helped in allowing me to use one of you. I, of course, know that the disfigurements are not necessary. But I needed this physical return to release me.
I see. Well, the lady in the museum will be more than pleased that you've used her. She's a very kind lady.
I have been brought to you by one known to you and allowed to give his name. Leslie!
Yes, I thought it was. Well, give him our best wishes when he goes back into the place.
You're in very good hands then.
That's wonderful.
I feel so emotional that you should all be so happy to know who is with me.
Yes. Very, very well.
Yeah, lots of great memories there.
Yes. If it hadn't been for Leslie, we wouldn't have been here to help you. So
right.
We spent some lovely evenings together.
So do you spend time with Leslie?
No. He has only brought me here.
Yes.
And is that part of Leslie's healing work? Does he continue to do healing work?
He says he never stops.
That sounds like Leslie.
No, he tells me enough is enough.
Best wishes go with both of you.
Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carry on enjoying the beautiful world. Yeah.